Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Manhunt after Mexico murders.
Police arrested a man carrying guns and two bound captives.
Close political battle in Kentucky.
We are not conceding this race by any stretch.
Officers violent takedown.
It makes no sense and it wasn't necessary.
This is the CBS World News Roundup, presented by Capital One.
Good morning, I'm Steve Kathan. At least one suspect's been arrested in northern Mexico in connection with the deadly attack on women and children. CBS's Mark Strassman in Mexico City says it comes as officials there and in the U.S. vow to amp up the pressure on drug cartels.
These survivors, all of them children, were taken to an Arizona hospital. After the deadly ambush in Mexico that left nine of their family dead, three mothers and six children.
Three vehicles with women and children in broad daylight. There was no mistaken identity.
Taylor Langford is the nephew of one of the women killed. He and other family members strongly suspect the ambush targeted them.
No one could have gone in and done that without knowing what they were doing.
29-year-old Christina Langford Johnson hid her baby on the floorboards by the back seat. Officials say she got out with her hands up, but was shot down in cold blood. Her baby, 7-month-old Faith, was found 11 hours later, unharmed. 13-year-old Devin Langford was able to hide six of his injured brothers and sisters in a nearby bush and covered them with branches. He walked 14 miles for help.
This is Steve Futterman in Tucson. 200 miles away from where the killings took place, five injured children are in the hospital here. Four of them are reportedly in relatively stable condition. The fifth is said to have serious injuries. The children are being comforted by relatives who are with them at the hospital. We are learning more today about the massacre from members of the breakaway Mormon group who live in the U.S. Denise LeBaron-Ramos says there were concerns about safety.
They were traveling during the day, as we always do when we're down there, because it can be dangerous, at night especially.
But this time, unfortunately, traveling during the day did not ensure safe passage.
One of the closely watched battles on Election Day was in Kentucky, and it still is this morning, with the race for governor too close to call. CBS's Ed O'Keefe says the Democratic challenger has the edge.
Kentucky sent a message loud and clear for everyone to hear.
Democrat Andy Beshear claimed victory, but Republican Governor Matt Bevin wasn't ready to throw in the towel.
We are not conceding this race by any stretch.
Bevin ranked this year as one of the most unpopular governors in the country amid criticism of his push to revamp Kentucky's education and Medicaid policy.
My wife is a retired teacher. He's trying to take away her insurance.
President Trump won Kentucky by 30 points in 2016, and Bevin leaned on him to help turn out Republicans.
If you lose, they're going to say Trump suffered the greatest defeat in the history of the world. You can't let that happen to me.
Mr. Trump pointed out on Twitter last night he helped tighten the race, with Bevin down in some polls earlier by double digits. Republicans held on to the governor's seat in Mississippi. Lieutenant Governor Tate Reeves defeated Democrat Jim Hood.
This victory does not belong to me. This victory belongs to you.
The margin was single digits. President Trump won the state by 28 points in 2016. In Virginia, Democrats increased their stranglehold on power.
When I say blue, I want you to say wave. Blue!
Taking control of the state legislature for the first time in more than 20 years, CBS News Director of Elections Anthony Salvanto.
It's certainly been, over the last few cycles, trending Democratic. And, you know, we'll see. Democrats certainly would rely on that as part of their electoral college hopes going into 2020.
Well, correspondent Vicki Barker joins us with details on how some ballot measures turned out around the country. Vicki?
Tucson will not become Arizona's only sanctuary city, and the Democrats in control there are relieved because millions in state and federal funding would have been at risk. New York's become the biggest U.S. city to adopt ranked choice voting in some elections. That allows residents to name their top choice candidates in order. In neighboring Jersey City, new restrictions on Airbnb. Less than a year after Kansas City officials renamed its historic boulevard the Paseo after Dr. Martin Luther King. Kansas City voters have reversed that decision. And dry no more. The people of Argyle, New York have ended a ban on alcohol sales in place since Prohibition. Steve?
In the impeachment inquiry, diplomat Gordon Sondland, a strong backer of President Trump, has changed his story now that others have given conflicting accounts. CBS's Nancy Cordes.
Democrats applauded Sondland for amending his testimony to say that he does now recall telling a Ukrainian official that aid would likely not occur until Ukraine provided a public anti-corruption statement, specifically reopening the investigation into Burisma, the energy company that employed the son of Mr. Trump's campaign rival, Joe Biden.
I'm Stephen Portnoy at the White House, where in a statement the press secretary says the Sondland testimony undermines the Democrats' case for impeachment. Stephanie Grisham essentially says Sondland was presuming to know why the aid was suspended. She notes he said in his revision this week he still doesn't know the actual reason it was held up. The White House's stories pointing out Sondland's refreshed memory of the likely conditions for the aid are, quote, clearly designed to influence the narrative, but don't change the fact that the president has done nothing wrong.
In Pompano Beach, Florida, a sheriff's deputy who worked at a school for children with emotional problems is facing felony child abuse charges. CBS's Mola Lenghi says he was caught on video taking violent action on a 15-year-old girl.
You can see the student lightly kick the officer in the back of the knee, causing his leg to slightly buckle. But a minute later, the officer rushes over, grabs her around the neck, and slams her to the ground. He then turns her over, puts his knee into her back, and holds her hands behind her before throwing her into another room.
Well, Sheriff Gregory Tony has suspended Deputy Willard Miller without pay.
Whatever occurred, whatever type of verbal dialogue was going on, it makes no sense and it wasn't necessary.
In Hong Kong, police say an anti-government protester stabbed and wounded a lawmaker who is pro-Beijing. Hong Kong's leader denounced the violence and at the same time vowed to crack down on demonstrators. The music is sweet for some top songwriters.
Nominations are out for the Songwriters Hall of Fame. Among the 24 nominees, OutKast, Pharrell Williams, Vince Gill, and R.E.M.
That's me in the corner.
Mariah Carey is up for consideration for the second time. She's co-written 17 of her 18 number one songs. To be eligible for the Hall, you have to have 20 years of hit songwriting under your belt. Deborah Rodriguez, CBS News.
Well, the first college football playoff rankings are out with Ohio State, LSU, Alabama, and Penn State in the top four. Defending champ Clemson's number five. They'll come out weekly for the next month or so, and the final four will head to the national semifinals. The title game is January 13th in New Orleans. And that's the CBS World News Roundup. I'm Steve Kathan, CBS News.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.